Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, a group of representing 6,000 retrenched post office workers today marched on government's offices. They really are asking government to give their jobs back. These are post office workers who've been really unhappy with the post office for a while now. We've been hearing about these retrenchments and it's been going on for a while. On the line with us is Tutu Mokoena, who's a spokesperson for the striking workers. Thank you very, very much for making time for us, Mr. Mokoena. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting us.
The march today, what was it in aid of?
Well, the march was basically an awareness to the ministers, to the minister's office, in terms of the plight of the workers in the South African Post Office. The plight is very simple: is that these workers, money has been deducted from them since 2020, and it has only the money of the pension fund. Has been deducted from them. The money of the medical aid has been deducted from them. Mm-hmm. The money for the UIF has been deducted from them. SARS has been deducted from them. Mm-hmm. But these monies were never deposited to the relevant department. Meaning, this money was never deposited to the pension fund, despite the fact that if you go on your payslip now and you see your employer has deducted the pension fund or the provident fund, but they don't deposit it, and nothing happens, and you find out after 5 years that this has been happening, and eventually you are retrenched, and that money has not been counted. It's been counted as if you are a creditor. You have done a service on the South African Post Office that you have never done. In fact, they have deducted the money directly from you. So this is what we were saying today to the Office of the Minister, because we truly believe that the business rescue practitioners did not come to rescue the business. They just came to kick the boxes.
I remember there being an announcement a couple of months ago about an arrangement between the post office and workers to keep their jobs, but on a restructured kind of a plan. So these were no longer going to be full-time workers. Some were going to be now, part-time workers and so on. And there was an agreement with the post office and labor. Did that go down well with the workers?
Well, there's no such that has happened in the post office. What I can tell you now is that the total staff of the post office is about 10,500. 6,000 of those people have been retrenched. If 6,000 of those people have been retrenched, it means post office is running of about 4,000 staff. If you look at the Postal Act in terms of what is required on the Postal Act, that the service that the citizens of the country deserve actually requires triple the number that the post office has retrenched.
So then what have been the working conditions? Because these retrenchments have been going on for a while now. For those who are still in their jobs.
There's never been retrenchment for years.
Okay.
The discussions of the retrenchment started in January through the processes of CCMA with the organized labor in the union.
Mm-hmm.
And look, the less I say about them, the better. Because this is what I'm going to tell you. They were overwhelmed by the business rescue practitioners, to an extent that a person who's so old, who's 65 years old, who's going on pension the following month, was never even considered, that this person is going on a pension permanently. That person was retrenched. You know what does that mean? That means this person is going to be faced with a higher taxes compared to them exiting the fund on a retrenchment basis.
So, you were told by the Minister Mondlu Gugumbele that, they're hearing you, they're going to halt this retrenchment. You as workers are saying we're not buying it.
Coming in South African Act, from the Labour Relations Act, into any other act for that matter, where you have ever heard there is a withdrawal with condition. You know what, if I apologise to you, if you do me something wrong now, and you apologise and you say, on condition that, somebody comes and apologizes to me, I'm insulting you, and somebody must come and apologize to me, I don't think you will take that apology. So this is what the post office has done. And this is what the minister has done. The minister has accepted, number one, the minister has accepted that he is speaking to people who don't represent the workers of the post office. The anyone who says they're representing the workers of the post office, they will not have called me to come and represent them, the 6,000 of them. They will not have called me to come and represent them. That's number one. Number two, how do you withdraw if you want to cause uncertainty to a human being, you say to them, I'm withdrawing what I have done. However, I'm waiting for somebody else to give me money so that I can keep your job. What is that? They have caused so much pain and sickness to elderly people in the post office, to an extent that old people in the Boko had to march and ask, where is our post office? They're not only doing that to the citizens, but they're also doing that to their own elderly people who have served them for years, 80, 85, 40 years. And these people are told that, listen, you are retrenched, but we are withdrawing retrenchment on condition that Department of Labor will then give us money to be able to manage the current staff that we have. Remember, temporary employment relief has never been meant for permanent staff. Mm. I mean, for retrenched staff.
Yes,
it's only meant for people who are permanent. Mm. So it's meant for, before an employer, if an employer is going through some kind of stress, then we can make an application to say, instead of us retrenching workers, instead of us laying off workers, we're asking you to assist us for a period of 0 to 12 months, whatever period it is, so that we are able to sustain ourselves, and then we will be able to take the business forward. But in this instance, they have retrenched workers and then run back to the Department of Labor and ask the Department of Labor, can you please assist us for the permanent staff that we have, not these ones who are retrenched. And then you tell these ones that are retrenched that, listen here, when we get money for this permanent staff that we have, then we will keep you for the period that the department is prepared to give us. But should the department refuse to give us any money, you are still retrenched. That's the condition that makes workers mad.
What's the way forward, Mr. Mugwena?
This is the way forward. We want the minister to withdraw this retrenchment. Unless the minister is deliberate. It's deliberate that because we are going on elections, we are campaigning ourselves as a government. Unless this is done deliberately. This is what we are saying. We are saying there is no withdrawal of retrenchment in terms of the Labor Relations Act of our country. A withdrawal is a withdrawal. These workers want to go back, and then these workers are saying because they are tired of how the manner in the South African Post Office has treated them, they want every cent that the Post Office owes them, and they are willing to go apart with it. But they're under this kind of conditions right now. They will never go away. And that's what they told me, and that's what they're missing. That's the mission. That's what we are pushing.
All right, Dudu Mugwena is a spokesperson for the striking workers at Post Office. Malitsima has been listening to that conversation. Your comments, Malitsima? Good evening and welcome.
Hi, Asuman, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. It is so sad, Asuman, because around Springs, I used to use Post Office because when we post letters of objection to the CCMA, whatnot. It is so sad. But the Springs Post Office, they went to Steubenville, and now the Sharon Park Post Office is closed. The only post office that is left is the SA Towers, Selcourt Towers. It's sad, which we are merging to the new technology and everything like that. But most people, all these years, they've been used to the post office. And it's very sad because all the faces that you used to see, and then you ask the other ones that are left behind, what happens to this one? They would say, no, they're no longer working, they're retrained. It is so painful, I could imagine myself as a person. So it's 3 post offices around our area, and now the Tema one. Guatema one is the one that's getting full because they had to close the 3 ones in town. It is very sad because I used to use the post office. Like, you know, you get used to those people, and they become family. And now when the other ones are not there, and you see the other ones, and they say, hey, not just the Lungo Musa. So it's very sad. I understand their frustration as people.
Alitsima in Springs there. It's 36 minutes after 8.
Kaya Talk.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So, as I said, you may be ready to be pulling out those masks as we did during COVID-19. The Department of Health is warning against a flu virus that needs to be really, really taken care of before it gets serious. Foster Mohale is a health department spokesperson on the line with us. Mr. Mohale, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you. Sapiello, and good evening to your listeners, and thanks for this opportunity once more.
Thank you. The Department of Health is sending out a warning to all of us who may be, you know, a little bit ill, maybe susceptible to some of these illnesses, to go out and get vaccines. What's the difference between this flu and the flu that we had previously last year, for instance?
Yeah, no, this respiratory syncytial virus, in short, it's a common virus that affects lungs, making it difficult for someone to breathe. But to ordinary people like me and you, because we may find it difficult to draw a line between the two, we'll normally say it's uncommon kind of a respiratory infection. Just like COVID is one of the respiratory infections, influenza is one of those, and respiratory syncytial virus is one of those. It's, of course, might be difficult to know for one to tell whether they contracted COVID, normal influenza, or this one, unless or until they run the test. So, hence, we encourage people to say, at the current moment, this virus is has reached its peak, meaning that it's now nearing its end. As you know, that the country is preparing to enter the flu season during the winter months. So try to take precautionary measures to protect yourselves and the loved ones.
Okay. How do we do that? What are those measures that we need to be taking?
The best way to prevent the for normal influenza virus is to take a flu vaccine, which is available freely at public health facilities, especially at the clinics, but it's still available, it's also available at the private sector, especially at the pharmacies. For those of you who have got the medical aid, you can just go to your nearest private clinic or pharmacy to get this flu vaccine. So as we know that normally when there's an outbreak or there's infection or transmission of disease, there are those who are who fall under the category of the high-risk groups. Here we talk of old elderly people aged 65 and older, because they've got the what we call the compromised immune system. Those who are living with the underlying comorbidities like HIV, TB, diabetes, also at a higher risk, pregnant women as well. So as much as we have this vaccine at public facilities, we wish to prioritize those who are at a higher risk. As we remember, during COVID, we implemented COVID by starting with those who are at a higher risk. But that doesn't mean if Pamela go to public health clinic, we will deny her this life-saving vaccine.
Mm. But, I mean, as you said, you know, first come, first serve. So you may have to maybe, if it's not in one facility, go to the next facility.
Yeah, no, you can move from one facility to, if you don't want to go to this facility. In fact, I also wanted to emphasize that they've got limited doses of this facility. Hence, I want to appeal to those who are at higher risk to be the first ones who go to our facilities to get this life-saving vaccine, because they're at higher risk because of their immune system. But as I indicated, that we will not deny PMLO and FOSTA this vaccine if they come to this our facilities.
And as you said, COVID is still around. It's still lurking around as well. So you're not really going to be sure when you get these symptoms. Go and just get yourself tested.
Yeah, no, definitely, that we've never announced that COVID-19 is over. Even the World Health Organization has never announced. What we've announced is that the severity and transmissibility of COVID has reduced, meaning that the current strain of COVID does not lead to severe health complications. But that doesn't mean people must just relax. They must try to continue to practice non-pharmaceutical interventions where you say, please try to maintain hand hygiene at all costs. If you cough, if you sneeze, try to cover your mouth, try to cover your nose so that you don't spread this, as you know that these respiratory viruses like COVID, influenza, respiratory syncytial virus, they mainly spread when a female is sneezing or coughing without covering the mouth. or the nose.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that warning. Foster Mohale is a Department of Health spokesperson. Thank you very much for that. So we've all been warned. Guys, let's look after ourselves. But most importantly, if you can, go to the nearest clinic, get a vaccine. But if you can too, you know, try and get those masks back on again, because it will help me, it will help you, it will help everybody else around us. Thank you very much for your time, Foster Mohale as a Department.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on Kaya 959.co.za.